All right, good evening. Great afternoon and great morning and great sunshine and all that stuff that we were having today. I know you can get tired when the heat gets going up. We've been talking about the body of Christ lately a lot. And so I want to end up today by talking about how does the church grow? That's always a good question. Everyone wants to live on the top of the mountain, but all the happiness and growth occurs while you're climbing it. You know, when you think about the things we've done, we've talked about being in family groups. Amen?
Yep.
I hope you're in a family group.
Yeah.
All right? We've talked about being safe, having safe people, right?
Amen.
And we've talked about one another relationships. And I hope you have them. Didn't get as much.
Yeah.
I'm doing some checkup right now. I'm checking how we're doing. So the whole idea is that we want results, but if we don't do this well, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength first, and then love your neighbors yourself. And a new command I give you: love one another like God has loved us. Hard to get the results we're trying to build. Does that make sense? And so I want to talk about that today from a position of what's my role, what's your role, we work all together, how does the church grow? And I can tell you right now, God's been good to us, but we don't have many men in the bracket of age 25 to 35. Am I right, Steve? Age 25 to 35. That's the place where we need to really focus as men. Does that make sense? Baby boomers, we're not struggling in that direction. We still need more of those people. We're not asking those people. But there is a generation there that we've got to rethink as men. How can we reach out to these people? Does that make sense?
Okay.
So as I talk about that, understand my context and where I'm going with all that, so we can start re-engaging ourselves in this direction. And I'm going to spend my time in 1 Corinthians 3. The context of it is how they'll get caught up in following different leadership and other people and get caught up in conversational arguments about who was who instead of being busy in connecting and doing the work of God. Mm-hmm. That can happen for us.
Okay.
Just in a different context. So, when one of you says, I am a follower of Paul, and another says, I follow Apollos, aren't you acting just like people of the world? That when we got caught up in these conversations of human beings and externalizing our faith, we become worldly. Mm-hmm. Externalizing our faith, what we follow. Externalizing that is what begins to kill us. They are so caught up in what this leader, that leader, that leader, that they weren't focused on where God put them. And what they were needed, supposed to be doing that. And he says, after all, who is Apollos? Who is Paul? We are only God's servants through whom you believe the good news. He asked that question to point to them that these men are servants. That sometimes when a church is leader-centric, we forget who God is.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
You become like a building that focuses on the builder. Right. It's not supposed to be like that. Focus on God. So we can't be leader-centric. We need to be God-centric. That means that you have a conviction that is born from your relationship with God that moves you to begin to be a part of the building of the kingdom of God. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Not waiting for the family group leader to move you, not waiting for me to say things, but to realize that there's a conviction that as a disciple, these things I do, I can commit to God, I'm committed to fellowship, I'm committed to reaching out. These are things I take on passively. Not, I don't wait for a campaign.
Amen.
It's a relationship with God. You don't wait for a campaign.
Wow. Good.
And when we're leader-centric, we sit around and we're like, what? After all, who is Steve but a servant? That's all.
Right.
But we want to make sure that we're focused, clear about doing what we need to do. We're only servants. Whom you believe the good news, each of us did the work the Lord gave us. So there's work to be done.
As a servant, my job is to make sure that we're grounded in the Word of God, we're grounded in the one another relationships, we're grounded in safe relationships with one another, and that we're loving the world, we're loving our neighbor like we love ourselves, and we're reaching out, giving them that news as we go forward. Does that make sense? Now, this context was conflict of how you can get attached to different leadership and just get caught up in that. And I want to make clear that we're focused on God. We're not caught up on you. Just the leaders alone. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So I have that. I just say, build. I have a question. Do you feel you've been involved in building the kingdom of God yourself as an individual?
Well,
have you been involved in building the kingdom?
Yeah, but I'm not convinced that I'm still doing that as much as I was.
See, there's room.
Yeah.
That's why I put it there. That you can look at it as, you know what, I'm not really doing it. Am I building or am I just sitting around? Am I just talking about holding the poles or am I really doing the right? And building is not the fact that you're just reaching out. It's how's your walk with God? That's about building.
That's true.
How's your nation? That's about building. How are you? We've talked about this since for a while now. How are you doing with the one another relations? How's that? How's that going? And how's loving the neighbors yourself? That's part of building. We cannot talk about these things and then just leave them. It's a building. Continue. You continue building. So that's what he feels. So he could do better. Anybody else?
I feel like I'm trying to set. Being people, like especially where people know that I'm a Christian, and I try to be the example that God wants me to be, but I feel like I could do more. Like when we had the International Sunday, there were three or four people that, I gotta ask them, and I never did.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm doing, but I feel like I'm not doing enough.
Yeah. And with that, whenever you feel that, the Spirit is prompting
right.
you, get up.
You know,
remember how I talked about evangelism is the work of the Spirit? That whenever you get that prompting, get going. Get going. Don't say, I'm looking for the time when there'll be more light, there'll be no darkness, and I'll say, no, get going. Yes, Robert.
I've been praying for the singles ministry to meet, a guy, somebody, a man that wants to know who God is, and asking other people to pray about him. But I don't feel like, I feel like, God is going to do all the work, and it's just going to happen my way. Like somebody's just going to walk up to me, teach me about God. And it's really not realistic. That there's action on my part that needs to be done more. And, I know there's a need for more men in the church.
Amen.
I guess, I'm looking at it from a different point of view. I think, personally, a lot of times I got to check myself where I don't get caught up in being so busy internally, like internal building, right?
Yeah.
Like work serving in the ministry or ushering, doing all these things that's internal.
And it's good stuff.
And then, it's part of what the needs that God have here. But not getting so wrapped up into that I forget that there's also... there's also other elements that I need to help bring in to the kingdom, like obviously the loss, And so I think that's the challenge that I have internally. It's like, okay, yeah, I feel like I'm building internally, but what about the masses? Is the masses being affected by, my building?
And that's why it's a very spiritual thing to do it, because there's a lot of battle. Some of us, it's up very well internally. Some of us need to get engaged more internally. But some of us have to do anything in time. So we all have to get, we are different levels. And so I'm just saying this so you can start asking yourself, what do I need to leverage and do different things? And the world has changed in how we do this thing. It's true, you got to pray, but people walk and want to know God. There are people out there looking for God. Mm-hmm. So they're there, but we've got to be talking and God will bring them to our way. So anyway, so I just wanted to put that to us. I mean, when we talk about ushering, sometimes it's hard for him to get ushered. So that's the internal aspect. We got a job that says, hey, can I ask you? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It might be teachers. Can I serve? But also there are people that come around to church a lot, but we hardly follow up and says, can I help you? No doubt. Can we sit down?
And yes, some of us want the microwave version of, hey, he just became a disciple in 2 minutes. It doesn't work like that. People need to know who you are, what you believe, what kind of a person are you. Really, what do you believe? Do you care about them beyond them being a member of a church? They may take 10 years. Will you still be friends with them? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to act like, ah, oh, come on. It's all about that. We've got to be real about who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We love our neighbor like we love ourselves.
That's right.
And we'll do a good job. So we got to build. I'm not putting this out to guilt you guys, but I'm wanting to begin to give you a mindset of building. So we are all building.
Amen.
We are all builders. I may be the servant, but we are all servants. We are all building and making sure it functions.
Amen.
We all have to get engaged here and start tuning in and say, how can I be a part of what's going on? And I know these guys are having a great time. The singles of 35 and over, they had a great time. It was raining and 22 of them still showed up.
Yeah.
And I know that we just lost a single guy there to the marriage. And Corey's in town.
He's not crying about it.
No.
We just, you know, and Art is stretching
the lead. He's looking for it. He's looking for it.
So there's good stuff happening. There's good stuff happening. I'm not complaining about that stuff. I'm just saying that we got to be rejoicing about that and walking with others to comfort.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So this is not, this is just, let's get busy doing what God wants us to do. Does that make sense? Sometimes we can get so negative. Oh, this is happening. You're also getting caught up in that. No, get out and just live your Christian life and be a builder.
Amen.
Before that, don't get caught up in the weeds of that and that. Just, hey, live the Christian life. Just get going. And sometimes we're so caught up in yesterday's life. I used to. Thank you. You used to. Well, thank you very much. Thank you again. Can we do something today? I'm not wanting to disvalue what you did, but we can do something today as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going on this one. I planted the seed in your hearts. Somebody did plant the seed in your hearts. The word of God. That was planted in your hearts. And Apollos watered it. Another guy watered it. Friendship, hanging out, doing all the things we do together. The Bible, you know, Acts chapter 2 church. They watered a fellowship and other things they did together. But God made it grow. I think that was what Robert was asking. It's God that allows people to become Christians.
Yeah.
You teach all these things, but they have to have the hunger that I need.
Right.
I think where we go wrong is we try to micromanage people to become Christians.
Right. Yeah.
No, that's not sincere and that's not right.
Right.
If people come to you, let's talk to them on what they're going through and help them out. From the end with the end. Sometimes you want to go straight to the word, but they really have other issues.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you start where they are?
Yeah.
It's not about you, it's about them and God.
Right.
So step there and let's get going. And we're going to get there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're watering, but God makes it grow. It's important. It's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What is important is that God makes the seed grow.
Yeah.
And sometimes we get caught up in who's doing what to the extent where it's all about us.
Right.
It has to be about God.
Yeah. Amen.
I think when it's about us, it doesn't work well. So we're self-centered in how we're building. We are like contractors who don't want anyone to see. Have you ever seen a contractor who doesn't want to subcontract his work?
No.
That's going to take a long time. I mean, you're laughing because you're in that business. You have to subcontract this one. You need an electrical guy. You need the piping guy. So that work moves quickly. But if you're just not subcontracting it, but sometimes I'm trying to subcontract my building, and I don't find any subcontractors in the church.
Mm.
I said, I'm staying with this person. Can you come? Well, I'm busy then. I'm busy. I'm like, where are the subcontractors?
Well.
And I look around and say, there are a lot of builders. Nobody has a license to subcontract. Everyone says, I can't build right now. I said, wow.
Hmm.
Here's the truth. We're going to be busy. You have to create time to connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something we need to really rewire back as we work with these family groups and one another relationships and all that.
Mm-hmm.
As we bring people. Sometimes we think, who can, who cannot? And everybody's saying, I'm busy. I'm like, busy where? I'm not going to devalue your work. I'm just saying, well, we got to create the time. You've got to want to fight for it. Okay? So, sometimes they have very few subcontractors around. You can hardly hard to get anyone to get anything. Everybody's running. So it's God that makes it grow, but we all have to get involved in that stuff of watering and doing that. So if you're in a family group, you've got to ask yourself, are we getting involved in this month? Or serving in kids' kingdom? Or helping in whatever way? Or visiting people in hospital? There are many things we can do as friends, or organizing stuff with children sometimes. Who's going to watch the children when we bring this thing? All this is stuff that we can do in our families.
Yeah.
But when that's not working, we don't do well. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So God makes it grow, but we've got roles to play. We've got to water the place. We've got to plant the seed. And God works out the rest. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you're praying. You're studying the scriptures. You're being the best you can be. You open your mouth. You talk about God, but God makes that happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think that that's a very good place to be, because God is the one that brings people to Him, but you have to do the other work. Mr. Lowry, you want to help God?
Yes, the power back on.
It's coming back? But while it's coming back, 1 Corinthians 8 still. 3. The one who plants and the one who waters work together with the same purpose, and both will be rewarded for their own hard work.
Yeah.
There's some hard work going on here. Both. The one that waters and the one that plants. The one that plants and the one that waters work together with the same purpose. Both will be rewarded for their own hard work. See, the whole idea is that you have to ask yourself again, will you be a hard worker? They're using a planting. And if you know anything about farming, it can be hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it's mechanized, it's still hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, you know what? The one who plants and the one who waters work together in the same purpose, both will be rewarded for their hard work, their own hard work. I think that sometimes we're not hard working in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think of hard work? Just what's your opinion about hard work?
Don't like it.
Don't like it?
It's not good. It's not convenient.
It's not convenient.
It's necessary.
It's gotta be done.
At the end of the day, I feel it.
At the end of the day, I feel it?
Yes.
It can be broken down into smaller, easier steps.
It's broken down and done in smaller, easier steps.
Feels good when you're done.
Yeah.
Feels good when you're done.
It's beneficial for one's self-esteem.
Beneficial for one's self-esteem.
Right, yeah, it can just be encouraging, you know, especially when you feel like it's worthwhile what you're doing.
Wow. Encouraging when it's worthwhile for what you're doing.
Can get you places. Build the backbone.
Muscles are stronger.
You inspire others.
You know, I go to the gym, it's very interesting. And they always have these quotes in there. Very interesting quotes. They said, the moment you want to quit, that's when you should step. That's when it starts to begin. What is he talking about? Who writes these quotes around here? Who's this guy? What is he thinking about? But the one who plants and the one who waters work together with some same purpose. We all want to help them to become disciples, but both will be rewarded for their own hard work. I think that we give up easy on people because sometimes it's about us, not about God.
Right.
That's why we give up easy. We don't know how to build genuine, honest relationship and help people know God for God, not for the us, for them and God.
Right.
For loving them for where they are, then say, God, you got to find God for yourself and walk with them.
Right.
The other thing that I think that can happen to us sometimes is just the fact that we're not tenacious.
Right.
We're not tenacious. We got stories from here to Timbuktu about why it cannot be done.
Hmm.
We just forget the story, I can make it today, I can. And I think that for me sometimes I can find that it's running high. All you need is, if you're having such a high temper, sometimes just take a day a little bit to recoup and figure out what needs to happen and then engage up and then keep going. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But if you take time, and God will do that.
Mm-hmm.
for we are both God's workers, and you are God's field, you're God's building. That's what you are. We're God's building. We're God's field. We work hard. But then we have to understand the value of working hard in things.
Right.
So to get together, to build up one another relationships, you have to fight for time to happen.
Amen. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I get it with the elders. For the one another relationship. I don't say, one guy, three people, I say, hold on, buddy, this is some hard work. Let's get going. That is fun. It's exciting. It grows me. You see, you've got to stop thinking about self-preservation and start putting yourself out there to enjoy it. When I'm in the gym and exercising, I've realized that when I go that extra mile, when I break, when I feel that pain, and I just keep going, it's amazing. The next day, I feel strong. I feel like, yeah, no. I walk around, I feel like I got some muscle on me. What happens the other days? I feel like I'm not sure if they're still there. But the whole point is, we're going to get out of there, study the Bible, talk to people, be excited about it, and God's going to make it happen.
Amen.
Now let's face it, we're not doing that as much. Mm. Not because we don't pray about it, and we don't think about it, and just get about that. And then you wait for the campaign, and I say, no, you got to be led by the Spirit. Are you connected to God?
Mm-hmm.
Are you connected to one another? And you understand that, and then you start making it happen.
Right.
And God brings it about. But it's hard work. We're both. And for some of us, you see, if you grew up in my time, people were very nice. You stopped anyone on the street, and it was easy to talk. The world has changed. And you stop people, they look at you and say, what do you want?
Yeah.
In those days, how was your day? How's the sunshine? And all that stuff. And you may say, how old are you, Steve? I'm not that old. I'm a generation X.
I'm not that old.
I'm getting there. It's a good thing to get old. There's nothing
Amen.
Wrong about it.
Better right on the altar.
Embrace it,
man.
Because you're coming there.
Amen.
Right.
If you have a problem with that issue, you need to go talk to this mature man.
Okay? Yeah, yeah. Mature is not for the faint of heart.
So, am I making sense?
Yes.
It's changed. People look at you like, what do you want? We got to learn that. That's when you show Christ well.
Right.
It's not going to be a quick fix. We got to learn to change with the times and stay. The land has changed a little bit. It's no longer a flat place. It's really bouncy and so much knowledge, but very little heart.
Right.
So much information, a glut of information, but so little character.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be patient and deal with it and let people work it out with God.
Right.
Don't judge people.
Right.
If you judge people, you can't help them to know God.
Right.
You cannot help people you put down.
Right.
You cannot help people you judge. That's not possible. You've got to love people.
Yeah.
You want to help anyone to know God, you've got to stop judging the world and putting it down.
Yeah.
That's when we help the world. Because watch TV, that's all they do. They judge this, they judge that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't help anyone. So, we're God's field. God's building. That's ongoing. It never stops. The field never stops being worked. The building keeps being renewed from time to time. So, because of God's grace to me, I have laid the foundation like an expert builder. Now others are building on it. This is Paul saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever is building on this foundation must be very careful. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, I tell people, if you want to overcome competitiveness, and all that stuff, numbers and all that stuff, you have to understand that we all stand on shoulders of other giants that went before us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's Spain or Portugal. They have this competition of building a pyramid of human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And the tallest, they build as big as they can. And the biggest guys are down. And as they go up high, they have the youngest. They end up with, normally it's a girl, all the way up there with a boy. And so, you know, they go way up, but this practice is done, it's done. We're doing the same thing spiritually. We all help each other. And we keep going to the next generation.
Amen.
Right now, our biggest challenge, when I say 24 to 35, is the millennials. We all have to begin to reach out to millennials and do a better job doing that and helping them to become disciples. They're great people, but they want vision. We got that. They want relationship. We got that. They want mentorship. We got that.
but they want to know that you're sincere, that you don't have an agenda.
Wow.
I think that's in the Bible.
Yeah.
We can do that. Don't stop saying, I'm a different generation, I can't reach out to them. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
But you've got to be interested in knowing the speed, but crossing those lines, and wanting to know it, be interested. And just for those of us who are older, know this, you hang around young people, it helps you.
Amen.
It helps you. Yeah. There's scientific proof about that. That it helps your well-being if you're around with young people. So let's get back there. Let's reach out to them and bring them into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And help them to see that there's a lot to be done. And that, you know, pray about it, but get out there, be active about sharing it. If some people don't respond, that's how they will feel it sometimes. You may put something down and nothing comes out. But God is at work anyway.
Amen.
So we are all standing on. Somebody did some work between, others went before us. We're not the only one. There's a foundation that was laid. But let's be careful. Let's be very careful, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already been laid, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings the question: what's your motivation?
Mm-hmm.
What motivates you? When you wake up in the morning, what motivates you? Is it that you don't have money to pay your mortgage that gets you going? I gotta get that money for the mortgage. Is it rent? Is it gas money? Is it food? Or is it Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm.
All those things are not bad. Don't get me wrong. I'm not verifying necessities, paying bills. That's not a problem. We gotta do that. But you want a motivation bigger than material.
Right. Yeah.
Your connection with God gets you to pray, to get in the Word of God, to get out there, and you want to, and you know, you leave that place energized because you spoke with God and you felt like, you know, we got a direction, we're going with God. You know, brothers, I think that one of the biggest challenges that we're doing is that many of us are not really in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
You say, okay, I read the Bible, but to what extent does it convict you and influence you? To what extent do you shut down all the internal noises of the next appointment, the next task, what needs to be happening, the next 5 minutes, the next 1 hour? Do you just shut down and say, God, I need to hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I seem to be struggling with that.
Mm-hmm.
And lately I've been waking up in the morning and I say, you know what? I mean, I used to have a YouTube app on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I deleted it. Because I'm a news monger. I've been watching news all day. See, I've got to talk to my mic. You'll tell me what's going on down the street to come down. When the CNN, he may tell me what's going on there. I just said, I can't live like that. I wake up in the morning, the first thing is I get into the Word of God. I pray, get in the Word of God. Now, I'm not verifying that you may look at your phone to look at time, but sometimes it leads to other things.
Mm-hmm.
Text, other things, and before you know it, by the way, it's gone. You've been sitting around doing texting and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say a microwave prayer and you say, God understands. Yes, he understands. But how can you live on a microwave meal spiritually and expect to build?
Mm-hmm.
I'm questioning the rationale of you trying to eat, drink water in the morning and hope that your body will nourish itself. You've got to do a better job than just a glass of water. You've got to get in prayer. You've got to get in there. And I'm not talking about a legalistic approach. It's really being in tune of what is going on in my life. How did I sleep last night? I think I'm anxious about X, Y, Z. How can I hear that from God? I'm going to spread that out.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And it's not hard anymore with the computers. Now you can type out whatever you need and it's all coming up.
Mm-hmm.
There are many Bible apps out there that you can really study out stuff that is. Let God speak to you as opposed to legalistically going through just a Bible reading.
Yeah. Right.
In other words, I understand this value of reading the Bible, but I'm asking you, do you feel a change happening?
Mm-hmm.
We may not see it, but you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going wrong. And when you lack that, then even though I preach until I turn blue, I can move you because you need a personal charge with God.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now you may be inspired for the hour as soon as you get home. until I left him. Mm-hmm. That's like a college diner, sure, and you jump study, get to the parking, come back, can't start itself. Mm-hmm. Other jump study. You can't leave. They're going to have their own parking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the foundation you got to have. When you have that, I kid you not, you're going to find yourself to discuss it. So I say that because I think that you got the power, and that's the power to operate at work in a peaceful way, the power to drive on the highway in a peaceful way, the power to be at home and have communication in a peaceful way, the power to see through difficult situations and pray through them, amen? The power to sense that I'm beginning to be anxious and I need to pray right now, I'm beginning to lose it a little bit and I need to pray right now.
Right.
It's not perfection. It is a spirit that allows you to be aware of what's going on.
Amen.
And as men, we got to connect that. So I have another question for you. I know that's not, but we're talking a little about getting the Bible. How's your prayer life? I come back to this because I know for sure. And when we do these two things well, whether you're going to tell people about Jesus or not, anyone prompting. And prayer is harder for most people because it's a connection issue. I mean, how many of us were grew up being spanked and being told don't cry? Yeah, that's a conundrum. How do you put pain in me and I'm not supposed to? What's going on there?
Don't cry.
But you're putting pain on me.
Yes.
Don't cry. Then we become Christians, and we now don't know how to connect with God because you're like, oh, you're tough God. Well, God needs you to be vulnerable.
Right. Amen.
You need to be vulnerable.
Amen.
And I find that I have had prayers that I feel like, did I even pray today? It was just the regurgitating stuff. And Father God, and I said, Father God, I finished it. What did I even say today?
Mm-hmm.
But I've prayed and I felt like, you know, I prayed about that stuff. I don't need to be anxious about it again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what's happened. And as men, you got you. Those of you that are married got to lead. So that requires way much more prayer.
Amen.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. You got to lead your wife, lead your children, your grandchildren.
Yeah.
Your daughters-in-law coming in the party. How does what to say, what not to say, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
This is the Holy Spirit work. This is not a must situation. If we don't pray, and prayer is harder because you have to connect.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us have a hard time connecting with anything, with people. I mean, people are in a hurry a lot. I'm like, why can't we just chat and talk? We don't have to have an easy conversation. It has to be an agenda. It's worth trying. Sometimes just have a conversation. Nothing serious. We're not trying to build a wall. We're just talking. How are we? How's life? We're just connecting, touching base, how are we doing?
Amen.
You understand how simple it can be. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Those prayers give me permission. Mm-hmm. And I cool down. I'm pissed on how I go. Mm-hmm. When I'm not like that, I'm very high energy, and I'm going very fast, and I'm not paying attention, and I'm living collateral damage in the process.
Mm-hmm.
There's collateral damage. Now, there's behind that, there's a lot of people colliding as I go by. You got to be careful about this. And that's why the foundation is Jesus Christ.
Mm.
So, brothers, I want to challenge us to really get busy in this area. Man, summer is coming. We're going to get spiritual. We're going to get pure about our lives. Talk about the things we're going through. Get spiritual help. If you have challenges, talk about it and get help and come out. And God will bless your heart. Amen?
Amen.
I really believe that if we did that, that'll come in a great way. Okay, I need to finish up here. Anyone who builds on that foundation may use a variety of materials, gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, or straw. But on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value.
Wow.
Then the way you build your life will be tested.
Mm-hmm.
I already gave you the two materials. I gave you prayer, I gave you the word of God, fellowship, Acts 2. There's all that materials in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got to build well. Whenever pressure comes, how do you stand up to that? When the devil really comes for you, do you stand up? Or do you just break apart?
Mm.
How quickly do you give it?
Wow.
Your building, silver, jewel, maybe wood, hay, or straw. What kind of work will has done? The fire will show. Doesn't work any fine. Let's stand up. Let's reach out to people, be patient, and reach out to them. If the work survives, that builder will receive a reward. But if the work is burned up, the builder will suffer great loss. The builder will be saved, but like someone barely escaping through a wall of flame. You know, like those movies that just everything busts and the actor comes out alone, never more there's burned out there.
Right.
You may show up like that. On a motorbike.
That's 24.
Yeah. So burning back then, everybody else. But you somehow made it out.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. You want to show up with people. Sure. Building well takes time.
Mm-hmm. I know we prepared. I was finding out why the Interstate 85 was done so quickly. There was some mathematics that went into that, and a lot of money was justified to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the right cement was put in place, and a lot of overtime too was coming in place. And you know, money and motivation, people can run, make it happen.
But even that, there was a lot of work done ahead. That whoever discovered the cement that dries quickly. That guy did some work ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. We got to do well. Be patient. You got to bring it about.
Wow.
So I'm just putting that for us today, that how are you holding up as the temptations come? Because sometimes that just buries you and you can't open your eyes to what God can do.
Mm-hmm.
You need to build well in prayer, in relationship with God and with other people. And as temptations come, you can stand. Whether with your wife, your children, you will be able to do a better job. Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God? All of us, we are the temple of God. And the Spirit of God lives in you.
Amen.
God will destroy anyone who destroys the temple. For God's temple is holy. You are the temple. And you are that temple.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to watch what we're putting inside us.
Mm-hmm.
We are the temple of God.
That's right.
We don't want to destroy one another. We're the temple. What are you putting in?
Mm-hmm.
Watch that. Is the Holy Spirit indwelling in you, or what's indwelling in you?
Mm.
You've got to deal with that stuff. We've got to learn to confess the things that are getting in the way and let God work with us. Because when you're clear like that, you can turn around and help someone joyfully. Because you struggle and overcome, you can turn around and say, I know how that feels.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about being perfect. Not about pretending that you don't struggle. It's about being genuine about your faith and growing from your corner. In God's name be glorified. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I hope you're inspired. I hope you go home with something to work on and you can get in the scriptures and build your own convictions. Have a great time of fellowship.